The Bible tells us that the gospel is this, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And He was buried, and He rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. This is the gospel. This is the good news, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died and rose again. Jesus is known by over 100 different designations in the Bible. You may have a nickname. Some of you may have two nicknames. But hardly anybody has three or more. He has over 100. He's the door, which means by Him we enter into life. He's the way and the truth and the life. And without the way, there's no going. Without the truth, there's no knowing. And without the life, there is no living. He is the Christ, the anointed one of God. He is the vine. But the greatest of all of His designations for our sake is the one that He gave us in John chapter 11. It was upon probably His greatest, at the very moment of the greatest earthly miracle He ever did. He did a lot of miracles, but none like this one. One of His best friends had died. He'd been in the grave for 4 days. He finally decided to go see his friend and wake him up. Thomas, one of the disciples, was bold at that moment. The rest of the disciples didn't want to go there because it was a dangerous area. But Thomas said, let's go and die with him. Just being sort of impetuous. Jesus arrives on the scene. Lazarus' sisters are distraught. One of them won't even come out. The other, Martha, comes to Jesus and says, if you had been here, Lord, if you had been here, if, the dreaded if, our brother wouldn't have died. And with that, Jesus gave these immortal words, the greatest self-description He ever gave of Himself. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me, though he may die, yet shall he live. And he who lives and believes in Me will never die. Do you believe this? I didn't ask that question. Jesus did. Jesus asked that question. In fact, look at the verse again. I just quoted it. I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in Me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in Me shall never die. And then he asked the question. Do you believe this? This is the question of the ages. Thomas was right there. He's the one who said, I'm with you. Let's go die with him. But when Jesus died, everything else died with Him. All hope. Remember the two disciples on the road to Emmaus? Jesus disguises Himself, comes up alongside of them. What are you all down in the mouth about? Well, haven't you heard? This Jesus, who we thought was going to redeem us, He's dead. All their hope was gone. Even Mary, when she shows up and sees an empty tomb and even is spoken to by a couple of angels, doesn't get it. She sees the gardener and says, where have you laid Him? Let me just get my hands on Him, put Him back in there. And He says, Mary, and identifies Himself. She didn't believe either. Didn't seem like anybody believed. And the biggest doubter was Thomas. Remember, Jesus, on the day He rose from the dead, walks right through the doors where the disciples were. He shows Himself. He shows His scars. They worship Him. And then they go find Thomas. Where Thomas was, we don't know. Wherever it was the wrong place. They go and they tell Him, we've seen the Lord. He says, no way. And He basically repeats, He demands the same thing, the same treatment they got earlier today. Unless I see the nail prints in His hands, unless I can thrust my hand into His side, I will not believe. And so Jesus makes him wait. 8 days go by. 8 days. 5 confirmed appearances. Peter has not just seen Jesus, he's seen Him twice, but not Thomas. He's still waiting. And there, On that eighth day, Jesus appears again. And almost as if he was there the whole time, draws all of his attention to Thomas. He says, Thomas, place your hands in my scars. Look at my hands. I think that's interesting. Jesus didn't say, look at my face, Thomas, it's me. He wasn't identified by his face, he was identified by his scars. And when Thomas saw that it was Jesus, he didn't say, oh my goodness. He said, oh my God. In fact, you know what he said? My Lord and my God. He worshiped Jesus. And then Jesus said something to Thomas that he says to you and me this morning. He said, Thomas, you believe because you've seen me. Blessed are those who believe having not seen me. That's a message to you. That's a message to me. You know what the word blessed means? It's the Greek word makros. It literally means happy. It means to be happy. How many like to be happy? Hello? You want to be happy? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And you'll be more than saved. You'll be happy. Now, many of you found your way to this church, for the first time. And a lot of you are going to disappear off the scene today, and you won't be back till next year about this time. But if God wants you, he's going to find you. This morning I got here, I had all my notes on my iPad. I lost my iPad. I couldn't find it. I went here, went back, went to my room, went down. I amongst all you people, I could not find, I was gone. I couldn't find everything I had on it was, for this moment, was on there. And I thought to myself, well, this is must be of God, but I'd like my iPad. I told Doug about it. He's our technology guy. He says, not a problem. We'll find it. He says, how are we going to find it? I have my ways. He GPS'd it. Walked all the way down into the tunnel of our church, through the recesses, through that little labyrinth of this and that, into the storage room, back into the place where I get changed. And there it was. I'd set it up on the shelf this morning, forgot all about it. He went right to it. He said, here it is. Opened it up and said, give this to Pat Nimmers right away. Set it right on there. Let me tell you something. Some of you are here this morning, and you're only here for this moment. You're here because you came to see somebody get baptized, your friend or your relative got baptized, and thank you for coming for that reason. You came here because we had a good breakfast, and it was good. But you're going to go out, and you think that you're going to get away. Let me tell you something. God will find you. He's got the ultimate GPS system. And he's going to remind you that you heard a message today again and again and again. And you saw a symbol today that Christ has died, that he was buried, and that he rose again according to the scriptures. This is the gospel, and this is what you must believe. And some of you have resisted this message. You are lost, but he wants to find you. Jesus himself said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save and to make happy that which is lost. And that would be you. You are lost without Jesus. You are dead in your sins. And that's why Jesus came. To die for your sins, to die for my sins, and to rise up from the grave. If you would like to have a personal relationship with him, that is our That is our reason of existence here, to tell people like you how to have a relationship with Jesus. It's not your religion that's going to save you. It's not your church that's going to save you. It's not your baptism that's going to save you, or sacraments, or a thousand other things that people trust in. This church won't save you. I can't save you, but Jesus can. His name is mighty. And his resurrection declares that everything he said is true. I am the way and the truth and the life. And there's no way. If there's no way, without a way, there's no going. Without truth, there's no knowing. And without life, there's no living. He offers it all to you. And if you would like to have that experience that these three you heard today have, if you'd like to have that experience for yourself, I experienced it when I was 24 years old. Raised in a religious environment, but I was not a Christian until I placed my faith in the one who died and rose again for me. If you would like to have that experience, you can have it. God is searching. That's why Jesus came, to seek and to find and to save and to make happy those who are lost. Would you like to be found? He's got the ultimate GPS system, and it's on you. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you so much for the opportunity today to worship you, to worship Jesus, and to lift up his name in song, in testimonies. Lord, we have heard repeatedly of individuals who were lost in their drugs and alcohol and deception, like Justin. We heard of another, Lord, who was lost in religion, raised in a godly home, but rejecting Jesus, just like some here. And another, Lord, who through your GPS system, you brought him all the way to the United States of America just to hear the gospel, to recognize his sin and be saved. And I don't know where everyone is here today, Lord. I don't know where they're struggling. Some here are very religious, but they're lost. Some are not religious. They're anything but that. They're sinful and living a sinful lifestyle. It doesn't matter. We're all sinners, and we believe that because your word tells us. And we believe your word when it tells us that Jesus came to seek and to save and make happy those who are lost, if we would believe in his death and resurrection. And so today, I pray, Lord, for those who are listening to this message. They've heard the testimonies, and they see themselves today for the first time as sinners, as lost, and in need of Jesus. If that's you, while we're praying, keep your head bowed, keep your eyes closed. If that's you, and you would say, I desire this. I want to have this relationship. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to believe that Jesus rose again for me and for my sins. If that's your heart, if that's what your heart is saying right now, would you just pray from your heart? Because the Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So would you just do that if that's your desire? Would you acknowledge your sin right now to God from your heart? Because he's listening. He sees what's going on. And would you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin and come into your heart and be your personal Lord and Savior? Would you do that? So that you might have a happy day and everlasting life. Father, we exalt you and exalt your Son, the resurrected Lord Jesus, on this day, on this happy Easter morning. We pray in his name. Amen. Let's all stand together. Listen, as we conclude in song today, In front of you, there is a card. It says response card on it. And what I would like you to do, if you would like to respond to what you've heard, you may be prayed, maybe you prayed and received Christ as your Savior. We'd like to know if you actually did that. Or maybe you'd say, I really don't understand, I need more information, and that's okay too. But before you leave, would you take that response card in front of you and just fill out whatever is going on in your heart right now? Maybe you trusted Jesus. Maybe you'd like to trust Jesus. Just fill it out. And then on your way out, there's a little box off to the side, right by the doors, in the middle door. You'll see it. Just stick it in there. We'll get back to it. And we'll get, by the way, leave your telephone number. That would be helpful. And we'll get back with you. Try to encourage you in any way we can. We want this to be truly a happy day for you. God bless you as we sing.